Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Doug Steffens, good day. I'm Jennifer Horn. That lovely lady right there to my right, Molly Page, to my left, the handsome Ken Kessler. Not here at all in our little circle of fun. Doug Steffens, he is out on assignment somewhere in deepest, darkest Jamaica. Isn't life tough for Dougie?
Yeah. Resort living.
I know. It's tough. He's by the beach, you know, checking things out. He'll be back with us a little bit later. So. And what is that, Hark?
Hark.
Theme to Star Wars. Why? Because may the Force be with you, Ken.
And also with you.
So you will see if you have a Facebook page, if you have a Twitter account, all today you will see May the 4th be with you, because it is, of course, May the 4th. Makes me feel like I'm lisping. And it's Star Wars Day officially, and it will be sweeping social media by storm. It's been inspired by that famous Jedi mantra, May the 4th be with you. When did this start, Ken? Was this like 2 years ago that this became really big?
Probably when it became really big, the last few years, but it actually, I was looking around because I was trying to figure out how this started, and it started in 1979.
No kidding, really?
With Margaret Thatcher. Actually, with somebody who was a fan of hers. I don't even know what it was that she did, but it was somebody took out an ad to thank her. And
yeah,
Star
I'm
Wars
looking
was
at this right now.
There.
Yeah, it said, May the 4th be with you, Maggie. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Well, it took off over the last few years. Social media made it famous again. You know, they always say everything old is new again. And so now, May the 4th is officially Star Wars Days. Lucasfilms and Disney love it. They consider it to be their official holiday. So you will see that there are going to be deals online and in-store on Star Wars merchandise today, on gaming. There are food-themed events. There'll be dress-up events, Star Wars trivia all over the place. Now, Ken, you mentioned you're local in San Diego, and you have a donut shop that's celebrating Star Wars Day?
Oh, we have a wonderful local place called the Donut Bar, and they have different donuts every day, and today they have many Star Wars themed ones for Darth Vader and Yoda and R2-D2.
That's pretty
funny. And because of this day, they have no calories, right?
That's
absolutely
awesome.
It's an official holiday, so it's okay if you want to indulge.
Yeah.
It's May the 4th, so you have to have four.
Right. It's actually minus 4 calories. You will lose 4 calories by eating these donuts. Yeah.
That's exactly right. So when you see that trending today on Facebook, you'll know all about it. May the 4th be with you. Very funny stuff. As we continue, it is the Good Day Show. And Molly Page has been following these big news coming out of Texas. If you're just waking up, Molly, you want to set the scene for what's been going on this past weekend in the Lone Star State.
Last night, somewhere around 8 o'clock, two gunmen killed by security officers in Texas. They pulled up to this area that, you know, this Curtis Colwell Center in a Dallas suburb called Garland. These guys pulled up in the car, and it was a contest for cartoon depictions of the Prophet Muhammad. That's what was going on there. These two guys pull up, they open fire, the shootout lasted about 15 seconds. Security and police kill the two gunmen. One of the police officers has been wounded, taken to the hospital, and released. So
the only two dead were the guys that were trying to shoot up the event.
Yes.
Right.
And this event, you know, it seems really silly, and we've been talking about this all day, Molly and Ken. This event was set up. It was a cartoon contest where people could come and draw Muhammad. Now, it is said that in Islam, depicting or drawing the image of Muhammad is not allowed. That's not supposed to be something that people do. So you get these guys who are, you know, on the fringes of Islam who go and they come to this event to try to shoot it up. But apparently the event planners were ready for them because they were really staffed with security. and security guard or Dallas police, we don't know yet who it was that actually did the shooting, but they got into this gun battle that lasted 15 seconds, and they defused the situation rather quickly. Only one officer was injured during all of that.
Yes, and it actually was Garland police that returned
Garland
fire
police,
and
okay,
killing the police and killing those two men. Yeah. So, the organization that sponsored this event, American Freedom Defense Initiative, has also advertised against Islam. They have been tagged by one group as a hate group in themselves. And so some people are saying, well, they brought this on. They instigated the attack. And, of course, others are saying, you know, nothing deserves being shot over, especially a cartoon.
So, okay, I'm putting on my tinfoil hat. And, Ken, we're going to get to you and the comments going on social media here in just a minute. But putting on my tinfoil hat, guys. Ready? Let's see. All right, so do you think that this was...
That looks beautiful, by the way.
Thank you, but I think it makes my skin glow.
I think it makes you look thin.
Oh, thank you. I'm wearing it all the time like a big potato. But do you think that this was a setup? I mean, maybe this group who is against Muslims, right? They're against Islam as a faith. Do you think this group did this to bring out these guys who were on the fringe of Islam to come out and shoot them up? Do you think this was a way that they were trying to trap these guys to come out? Because, look, there's two dead Muslims now because they came out and these extremists were trying to shoot them up. So do you think this was a big plot?
I doubt it.
Put your tinfoil hat on, Ken. Come on.
Well, and I saw some things on CNN this morning where they were interviewing some of the people there who were saying this was not an anti-Muslim event, but it's hard to believe that the person they brought in as their keynote speaker is a guy named Geert Wilders. He's a Dutch politician. He's quoted as saying, "I hate Islam. Islamic ideology has to be defeated." And he likened the Quran to Hitler's Mein Kampf.
Wow.
A few years ago, he was charged with 5 counts of inciting racial hatred in his native country. He was also banned from traveling into the UK for the same reason. So they brought him there to speak at this event. It's hard to imagine that this wasn't designed to just...
They were stroking the fur the wrong way on a cat.
Right,
exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah. So what is social media saying about this? Because I know we've been very active with this story on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Good Day Show, on Twitter @Good Day Show. What are some of our friends saying about the shooting in Texas, Ken?
Well, it's divided. Gregory says, "This incident is exactly what this group was trying to provoke. I am all for free speech, and Muhammad can go sit on it for all I care, but this so-called art show was about flipping the bird to Islam, not about free speech."
All right. What else you got?
I got one more. Tony says, "I don't give a blank who draws a disrespectful picture of who or what, except that it is practically an invitation to this kind of thing. It is Dallas, and I have to believe that some fundamentalists would have become violent if there had been such an event depicting Christ."
Kind of interesting thoughts there. You can chime in too. Let us know what you think. Go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/Good Day Show, or twitter.com@Good Day Show, and it's 14 past the hour on Good Day.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. My office is starving. Got any snacks?
Staples has pretzels, granola bars, energy bars, trail mix, all at a low price.
Nuts?
Cashews, almonds, pistachios, pecans, walnuts.
Chips?
Potato chips, corn chips, whole grain chips, gluten-free chips.
Whoa, that's a lot of snacks.
We also have antacids. Tablet antacids, liquid antacids. Can't make on budget happen. Make break time happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get a 42-ounce bag of M&M's milk chocolate or peanut candy for just $8.99.
Offer valid on SKU 689508 and 689504 and 523 while supplies last. See store staples.com for details.
For 20 years, you've counted on Lumber Liquidators for the quality flooring you want at the low price you deserve. So we've lowered our already low prices on some of our best hardwood floors. Why pay over $3 for laminate at big box stores? We've got solid pre-finished hardwood from just 99 cents. And gorgeous premium quality Bellawood pre-finished hardwood and bamboo for an incredible $2.49. More deals from 49 cents and 24-month special financing. For beautiful, safe, and high-quality hardwood floors for less, see the experts today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed all 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7575. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms for mom sent fresh from the field, and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99, and will include a free glass vase. Pro Flowers has all you need for Mother's Day. But hurry, time is running out. Mother's Day is this Sunday, and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7575. That's proflowers.com, secret code 7575.
Sam Adams, summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, but refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams summer ale.
It's perfect.
Be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams summer ale.
Boston beer, pretty Boston mask, responsibly.
It's a great story over at DougStephan.com today. You know, you see these images of Nepal after that horrifying earthquake, gigantic earthquake that rocked Nepal. You see all the devastation and the buildings just crumbling down. But then you see these amazing images of babies being lifted from the rubble. Now a story at DougStephan.com today, guys. A 101-year-old man was pulled alive from the rubble of his house in Nepal 7 days after the earthquake hit. Amazing. And Molly, you've kind of got a guy crush. You can see this guy on our website, Doug7.com. And Molly, you mentioned you think this guy's pretty cute, and he is. He looks very spry for 101 years old.
Fun Chu Taemeng is his name.
Very good. I'm glad you attempted it, because I wasn't going to.
I stretched first.
Funchu Taemeng, yes.
Rescued on Saturday, only minor injuries. He was airlifted to a district hospital. A few injuries on his ankle and his hand. His family's with him now. I think this guy looks like a little kid with whiskers.
Yeah, he's very cute. And, I mean, he even has some dark hair left. He's 101 years old. He looks better than most 60-year-olds, I think, in our country. That's for sure.
Just the look on his face. You'd never know that he just survived 7 days after an earthquake trapped. I mean, he's got this little kid look on his face. He's so adorable. You have to see him. And it makes you just wonder. Because sometimes, you know, people go, when it's your time, it's your time. Apparently, it's never this guy's time.
Not yet. 101 years old. And just amazing. Wow. I mean, out of the disaster stories like this one, it's great to find those silver lining pieces. And this is definitely one of them. Funchu Taemeng, you can check out on our website at DougStephan.com. And when you're there, we are also asking you a daily poll question about Nepal. Question is, have you donated to help with rescue and relief efforts in Nepal? Yes, I did so right away. I donated through Facebook. I donated through one of my favorite charities. Not yet, but I probably will in the next day or two. No, I'm afraid of scams. No, plenty of others are donating, so I don't think I need to. And no, I can't afford to right now. Kenny, what's winning so far at the website, and what have you guys done?
I donated through something that Uri Geller is doing, but right now, no, I can't afford to, is leading the pack.
Sad state of affairs. And Molly, you planning on donating?
As soon as Doug loans me some money, I'm on it.
We'll work on that. Check it all out, DougStephan.com. It's 20 past the hour.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Like a fish, you see what's laying there. Moonlight dancing over head. You pulled up and took me by the hand. She's gonna love me in my Chevy van.
The Chevy van, or Chevy, as we say in my neck of the woods. Doug Steffen's Good Day Show. I'm Jennifer Horn. Molly Page, Ken Kessler joining me. Doug Steffen, not. He is out on assignment this hour, but he will be back with us. And this is the top five list of songs, guys, from the year 1975. Now, I'm going to need your help because I'm going to play the I'm Too Young to Remember This card. I didn't come around till about 1978-ish, so this is a little bit earlier than I remember. And I have to admit, I don't think I know Sammy Johns or a Chevy van. So tell me about this song, Kenny.
Sammy was a one-hit wonder. This was a big summertime hit in 1975, and then he kept trying, but nothing else.
He kept trying.
He didn't have hit. Yeah,
he should have gone with like a Ford crossover, maybe something like that. Ford Station.
I think a lot of people thought this was almost like a novelty song, and they never gave him a chance.
Do you remember this one, Molly?
I do remember this song. It came out right around when we moved to Las Vegas in the summer, and you kind of remember where you are when you hear, you know, where you were when you hear these songs. So there were a lot of songs that sounded like this at the time. This was kind of the sound.
Yeah.
Sound of the 70s.
Bell bottoms. Everybody was kind of chill.
Just relaxing.
Yeah.
With a little stinky weed in the air, maybe.
A little bit. Something coming out of the Chevy van.
All right, let's go down to number four, Elton John. And no matter how old you are, you know this one.
Yeah.
Philadelphia Freedom.
Philadelphia Freedom.
Isn't it amazing? About the career that Elton John has had. This weekend in New Orleans, he played at Jazz Fest, guys, and packed the place. I think 85,000 people showed up to see Elton John perform.
Any reviews on that?
I heard he was incredible. Just reading social media comments, I heard he was really incredible. And I actually saw him when I was in Las Vegas. He was playing. He had a residency at Caesar's Palace. I'm not sure that he still does. Incredible.
Really?
Yeah, incredible show. He sits at his piano. I mean, obviously, because it's Vegas, you have a lot of elements going on. There's a lot of showbiz, a lot of lights and glitter, but at the essence of the performance is Elton and his piano, and he's just amazing. Whether he's doing a ballad or he's doing his upbeat songs, I mean, it just is so entertaining. He is a talent through and through.
He's one of my favorites, especially Caribou, Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. I mean, there's so many amazing, amazing songs by him, but honestly, the last few years with the Disney stuff, he's kind of lost me. He's not
but he has a baby now, and he's making a paycheck.
I guess. Yeah.
Everybody goes to Disney to cash in.
I just feel him, you know, riding around in a minivan covered in sequins or something.
His feather boa hanging out the back, something like that.
Yes,
exactly. We're reviewing the top five songs from this week in 1975, and coming in at number three, Freddie Fender, before the next Teardrop Falls. Reminds me of my dad.
I'll be there.
Maybe it's a little A-track.
Teardrop falls.
Now, Freddie Fender, and I could be totally wrong, wasn't he? He was Hispanic, right? He was a Hispanic singer?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he had Fender guitars? No.
That I don't know.
Hey, one out of two ain't bad. I'm going 50%. Moving on to number two, BJ Thomas. Hey, won't you play another Somebody Done Somebody Wrong song?
Lonely out tonight, and the feeling just got right for a brand new love song.
Boy.
Somebody done somebody wrong song.
All right, let's cross a lot of genres.
I know, I gotta get out of here. All right, number one, Tony Orlando and Dawn.
You don't
love you like I love you. This week, 1975, this was number one.
This is a medical minute from Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. In the news, a European study shows drinking sugar sodas and flavored milk increases your risk of diabetes. The more you drink, the more likely you are to become diabetic, and here's why. Drinking sugar sodas causes a surge of sugar in your bloodstream, which in turn causes a flood of insulin. Unfortunately, after a while, your body gets used to the insulin and it doesn't work as well. This is called insulin resistance and ultimately makes you diabetic. Finally, the good news. Swapping even one of your daily sugar drinks for water or unsweetened tea or coffee decreases your risk by a whopping 22%. And remember, there are 7 billion of us on the planet today thanks to water. Water is life. It's my beverage of choice. Why not make it yours? This is a medical minute from Dr. Chambers on Call. You can follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
For 20 years, you've counted on Lumber Liquidators for the quality flooring you want at the low price you deserve. So we've lowered our already low prices on some of our best hardwood floors. Why pay over $3 for laminate at big box stores? We've got solid pre-finished hardwood from just 99 cents and gorgeous premium quality Bellawood pre-finished hardwood and bamboo for an incredible $2.49. More deals from 49 cents and 24-month special financing. For beautiful, safe, and high-quality hardwood floors for less, see the experts today. Visit Lumber.
Every business trip starts with a choice. Stay or go. You can press send or press palms. Start a chat room or chat in an actual room. Just remember, this country wasn't built by folks waiting for opportunities to come to them. They went to their people and things got done. And if you're one of those business people, there's a range of choice hotels like Comfort Inn for every type of business trip.
Should I stay or should I go?
You always have a choice.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Stephen's good day. Doug Stephan out this hour. Jennifer Horn in for him along with Molly Page and Ken Kessler. And we are going through the stories important to you this morning. And good news, actually, if you were in Maryland, Baltimore residents, things have really sort of calmed down a little bit. The indictments charges were pressed against six officers on Friday. That resulted in a lot of people feeling a big sigh of relief, feeling like justice is being served. And the curfew has been removed by the mayor, and people are happy in the streets. What else is going on in Baltimore, Molly?
Well, yesterday, completely different scene than we've seen really since Freddie Gray's death, in that there were celebrations in the street yesterday, actual dancing and celebrations, because the residents feel like they're being heard, that these charges have been filed. The National Guard starting to pull out, not completely out yet. Like you said, the curfew has been lifted, and these officers now face charges in his death. Now, whether there will be any convictions, people are skeptical.
Right, because I guess the people on the opposite side that don't that think that this is maybe a little too rash say that this district attorney or the state attorney in Baltimore went
Mosby.
Uh-huh. and rushed into filing charges against these police officers. But here's the thing, guys. I don't think, I mean, she's 34, 35 years old, really young. You can tell when she gave her speech, she was talking to the young people of Baltimore saying, this is your moment, and she was very politically charged. I can't imagine imagine if she didn't think she could make something stick that she would have filed these charges so quickly?
And that's what she said.
Right.
You know,
because she wants to, you can tell this is a moment for her, and her political star could really shoot into the orbit if she can actually get a conviction here.
Right. Yeah, she received the medical examiner's report. She's received the report from the police, and that's what she said. She said, you don't file charges like this lightly. You don't file charges like this unless you really believe in your case. And she does. And she comes from a blue family, as they call it. She has many family members who are on the police force. And she says, out of respect for that, you have to call it like it is, out of respect for the police officers who do serve their community and do a good job.
And these were very specific charges, too. It wasn't just like they're all charged with manslaughter. They were very detailed.
It was just one,
specific.
Right? One officer charged with manslaughter. Do you have the copy of the charges there, Molly?
Four face felony charges, two face misdemeanors. All six face multiple charges, including second-degree assault, which comes with a possible 10-year sentence. Then one officer, Caesar R. Goodson, Jr., he's 45 years old. He was charged with second-degree depraved heart murder, a felony with a possible 30-year sentence. If you don't know what depraved heart is,
what is that?
Second-degree murder. It holds the suspect. It says the suspect is being held on reckless disregard for another person's life.
Hmm. So that meaning that he didn't call for medical attention, what does that mean exactly? Do we know how it plays out in this situation?
I don't know in depth on this, but basically the person died because he disregarded the life is basically what he's saying. It wasn't an accident. So reckless disregard for another person's life who dies, the fact that that holds triple the sentence of most of these other charges is pretty big.
You know, I was watching one of the weekend shows, and I can't even remember what it was, because this was admittedly a very busy weekend for me, and I was slipping around quite a bit yesterday morning, and I heard someone talking about this and bringing up the point that, and again, if these police officers, and it looks like there was wrongdoing, if they did it, they need to pay for what they did, but one of the items that was brought up by one of the pundits on the show is, police officers are put in such an interesting situation every day because now that the civilians are smarter and there's social media and there's TV and people know what happens to them after they get arrested, there's a lot of people who will cry and say, oh, I need to go to the hospital. I'm injured. I need to go to the hospital because they don't want to go to jail. They don't want to be booked. So they ask to be taken in for medical evaluation. And so the person that I was listening to said that police officers have become desensitized because of this, because everybody's saying, oh, my neck hurts, or oh, my shoulder hurts, or oh, this. And I wonder if that came into play at all. I mean, we haven't heard the story of these police officers yet, but I wonder if any of them thought, oh, this guy's just maybe crying wolf, and, you know, thought that it wasn't as serious as they thought it was. Who knows? I mean, we don't know exactly what happened, and I think we have to hear that story. But again, I bet this makes a lot of difference for law enforcement officers throughout the country now saying, gosh, if anybody says boo, I better get him to the hospital immediately. So I don't have to deal with this.
You'd have to go with better safe than sorry with something like that. Right, Kenny? Do you agree?
Yeah. Yeah. But their job is to protect and serve.
Right.
And when you arrest someone, that person is in your care and in your custody, and it's your responsibility to see that they get to wherever you're taking them safely.
And you can respond to these charges that were filed against these officers on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Good Day Show. It's going to be a big week for some new candidates jumping into the race for president, guys. 2016 seems like it's still a little ways away, but we already have a field that's just overflowing with candidates. On the Democrat side, we've got Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. They've thrown their hats into the ring. On the Republican side, you've got Rand Paul, you have Marco Rubio, Ted Cruz. Well, this week looks like you're getting three, maybe four new candidates jumping in. On the Republican side, Ben Carson has declared his candidacy. He did it on a local TV station on Sunday, told them that he's seeking a 2016 GOP Republican presidential nomination. He's going to formally announce his bid in Detroit today. Also announcing, Carly Fiorina did that in an interview this past weekend. And then Mike Huckabee is expected to announce his run for the presidency as well this week. On the Democratic side, it looks like some rumblings out of Martin O'Malley's camp. So speaking of Baltimore and Maryland, here is the former governor of Maryland getting ready to throw his hat in the ring and take on Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. Have you guys heard anything on social media about any of these candidates so far?
I haven't seen a whole... I mean, you know, there are the people who are big fans, especially of Dr. Carson. He has a very rabid fan base, and people are very
excited.
You
want to know why, I think? Because he's not a politician. Isn't that sad?
Right.
That
yeah.
People love the guys that aren't doing this professionally. You know, they want the guys without the experience. It almost becomes a positive on the ticket.
Yeah, absolutely. And he comes across, he's very well spoken, he comes across very well, and that he's not a politician is something that people really like. And regardless of what happens, I think that he's got a book coming out about this, I'm sure. That'll be his plan, his plan for America, and I'm sure that we will be seeing him speaking in lots of places.
Yeah, I'm sure. And this will do well. And maybe this isn't his year to win a nomination. But again, it does a great job for your brand and for your name. Carly Fiorina, I think, is looking to run for vice president, essentially. But you kind of have to enter that presidential race to do that. And then Mike Huckabee, who isn't great with fundraising. He doesn't make a ton of money. But he gets support in areas like Iowa that are really key in elections. And apparently he's still doing really well in the polls in Iowa. And then on the Democratic side, guys, you've got Martin O'Malley entering the race, even though we didn't see too much of him when all of this broke out in Baltimore. I'm surprised. I thought that would be an easy place for him to pop up and kind of get in front of the national spotlight.
It was very political, though, that he didn't say anything for that, because you don't want to upset one side or the other. I thought it was very that he played it. I'm not saying he played it well, because I think people would like to have seen him say something.
Yeah,
I think almost that he was afraid to say something on either side. You know, on the Republican side, something that's really interesting, and we have the story of the three candidates you mentioned on at DougStephan.com, is that the top two candidates in polls are Jeb Bush and Scott Walker.
Mm-hmm.
And there's
neither
no
have
word
declared yet.
Yeah, no word on
it'll come. It's new. Coming.
It's still early.
Yeah, they're the top fundraisers as well. So it's funny that the ones that need to make a little more money enter first because it helps their fundraising effort. Scott Walker getting money from the Koch brothers, that was just announced a few weeks back. And Jeb Bush is like a fundraising machine. So it'll be interesting to see when those two pop into the race. Now, speaking of races, throwing punches, did you guys check out the Pacquiao Mayweather fight this weekend?
I didn't.
I've read about it. I didn't see it live.
Apparently, Manny Pacquiao is coming out and saying that he lost. If you missed out, if you didn't see it trending on social media.
Oh, Jen.
I know. Spoiler alert. Mayweather won. But Pacquiao said that he was battling a right shoulder injury this past weekend when he had to get into the ring with Mayweather, and that he had hurt his shoulder in training camp 3 weeks before the bout. He thought he was going to postpone the event, but I guess there was so much money riding on it, he decided to go ahead and go into the ring. So does this just smell like a rematch? I swear, boxing is the new wrestling, guys. I think Vince McMahon is running the boxing organization here so that they can do a rematch and make all the money. I mean, this was a big money maker. Floyd Mayweather, I think, is going to make $200 million from his work on Saturday night.
Wow. Hey, did you see all the problems with the pay-per-view thing?
Yeah. It was so saturated. I mean, people were missing out on huge chunks of the fight because the pay-per-view streams were just inundated.
Well, I agree with you, Jen, in that it has become big-time wrestling, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
The whole storyline, the good guy, the bad guy.
And Mayweather definitely was the bad guy. You could hear the boos and the crowd when he walked to the ring. Plus, he walked to the ring with the Burger King and Justin Bieber. I mean, really?
Yeah.
Couldn't you find that? Could you, like, upgrade it a little bit there,
Floyd?
There's
a little lack of class, I think, on that line. Just to drive that point home, the other story.
Just say that was, like, very understated. He has a little lack of class, yes.
I'm trying to tread lightly. I don't want him to come to my place here. But there are two women, prominent sports reporters, who were banned from Saturday's bout. Because they had talked about Mayweather's domestic violence, had interviewed him. So Michelle Beadle of ESPN and HBO, and then CNN's Rachel Nichols, who also covered, they did an interview with Mayweather on that. They tweeted that they had both been banned from the MGM Grand Arena by the Mayweather camp. And I've watched their interviews, and they're remarkable because they go after him on these charges. And wow. He had done a plea deal, and there were accusations that he hit his wife, that his kids had to call the police, and he would not answer those questions. And then he bans these two women from covering the fight.
I'm sure it was just a coincidence.
Yeah.
We're probably right.
Dr.
Bruce Shanahov up next. It's 44 minutes past the hour on Good Day.
Need professional grade and industrial strength? Get a Kubota Z700 zero turn mower now with financing as low as 0% APR for up to 4 years during Kubota's More Power to You sales event. Zero down, 0% APR financing for terms up to 48 months on select equipment now through June 30th, 2015. Not available for rental, national accounts, governmental customers, or with some customer instant rebate offers. Financing through Kubota Credit Corporation, USA, subject to credit approval. Other exceptions may apply. For more information, call toll free 1-888-465-8268. For more information or to plan to participate in a dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Every business trip starts with a choice. Stay or go. You can press send or press palms. Start a chat room or chat in an actual room. Just remember, this country wasn't built by folks waiting for opportunities to come to them. They went to their people and things got done. And if you're one of those business people, there's a range of choice hotels like Comfort Inn for every type of business trip.
Should I stay or should I go?
You always have a choice. Book now at choicehotels.com.
There is something about the road that beckons, that invites us to pack up the family and leave the world behind. And there is something about an industry-leading unlimited mileage warranty on a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz that gives us the freedom to do exactly that. You take to the highway, rack up the miles for up to 3 years, and drive with the assurance that your Mercedes-Benz is covered. You have the security of being in a car that has been certified to Mercedes-Benz standards, while you enjoy a carefree ownership experience for miles and miles. But while the mileage is unlimited, your time to take advantage of our certified pre-owned sales event is not. Now through June 1st, you can also receive complimentary prepaid maintenance and your first 2 months payments on us on select models, plus 3 months of Sirius XM satellite radio. So hurry into your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer today and see why we say the odometer is there to record the memories.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Dr. Bruce Shanahov joining us here on the Good Day Show. Dr. Bruce, what's between the lines of medical news today?
Well, good morning, Jennifer. The big news last week for me, I think, was Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders announcing he's running for president. So we need to talk about a word that bristles the hair on the back of many Americans' necks. It's the S word, socialism. Many people were screaming out the S word this weekend after his announcement like it was the Black Plague making a comeback, because Bernie Sanders is a declared Democratic Socialist, although he'll be running as a with the Democratic Party for president. So let's clear something up. We aren't talking about communism. We're talking about society collectively paying for things we benefit from. Things like fire and police protection we all enjoy, libraries, public education, roads, infrastructure. Even Hoover Dam was a socialist endeavor. So what does this mean about health care? Well, in every industrialized country in the world except us, they all have a socialist health care system, and everyone is ranked better than ours by the World Health Organization, and so is the health of their people. The only place the U.S. gets ranked at the top is how much we spend on ours, and ours is by far the most expensive, pretty much double what everyone else pays. So let's elect Bernie Sanders president, and very importantly, fire the insurance companies that are robbing us blind and create a socialist single-payer system that can tell Big Pharma, sell your drugs at the price we, the people, say you can, or don't sell any at all. Let's see what they do with that. And then also make medical, chiropractic, naturopathic, and oriental medical education free for those who qualify, with the understanding that you'll be working for the government for your first 10 years in practice. By breaking up the corporate medical complex, it'll mean a healthier America and at less cost. That's my pitch for this week, Jennifer.
Very good. So, I love that you actually did this a little politically this week, Dr. Bruce. So you think that a vote here for someone like Bernie Sanders would really make a big impact on the medical system. How does that have play into Obamacare?
Well, Obamacare was written by the lobbyists, and it was really a gift to the insurance companies, because the idea was to get tax dollars to pay for all the people who were unable to afford insurance. But it really didn't solve the problems we have of health care in this country by any means.
Hmm. All right. So, Dr. Bruce, what else is on your plate? If there is any other candidate out there that plays into the medical system, is there anyone else that you can see? We talked about some new candidates declaring their run. Is there anyone else that you could see that would help or hurt the medical system?
Take we were doing a look at where politicians' campaign contributions come from,
mm-hmm.
and you will see a startling difference between Bernie Sanders and everybody else from both sides of the aisle. Everyone else is getting big corporate dollars and are beholden to their corporate masters.
Big pharma, right?
Bernie is on his own. Bernie has run with just contributions from regular people. His average contribution is $45.
All right, a glowing review, Bernie Sanders, from Dr. Bruce Shanahoff. It's 51 past the hour here on Good Day.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Chuck Curry movie moments, paying tribute to Star Wars because it is the official Star Wars holiday. Chuck, how are you celebrating?
What is Star Wars? I never heard of it.
Well, it's this little set of movies, Chucker. It all started. What is your favorite? Do you have a favorite movie from the franchise, the Star Wars franchise?
I think most people think Empire Strikes Back is the best. It has a sort of a darker tone, but I think I was at the right age group that I really remember fondly Return of the Jedi. I just, the Ewoks, I like that
See,
one a lot.
I like that one too. I was a Return of the Me Jedi too. Girl. You were a Return of the Jedi girl too, Ken?
Yeah. Molly,
what Star Wars is your favorite?
The first one.
Gotta love it. All right, so Chuck's got movie news for us up here in just a minute.
Brought to you by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital.
April is Month of the Young Child and National Cancer Month to bring awareness to this awful disease affecting young children. Since its founding more than 50 years ago, St. Jude Children's Research Hospital has been committed to saving the lives of children battling cancer. Treatments invented at St. Jude have increased the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. But that's not enough. St. Jude is working to reach 90% in the next decade. Richard Shadiak, Jr., President and CEO of ALSAC, St. Jude Children's Research Hospital.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital has made great strides treating children with cancer, and we won't stop until no child dies from this horrible disease. St. Jude freely shares our research discoveries, and every child saved at St. Jude means doctors and scientists worldwide can use that knowledge to save thousands more children.
Families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food, allowing families to focus on helping their child live. To learn more, visit stjude.org.
I had new Belvita breakfast bites this morning. Then what did I do? I got dressed, fed my cat, cut my bangs, wore a hat, got most of my kids to school on time. Took a car to the train, ran to work, missed the rain, saw a sheepdog chase its tail online. Have you seen that video? It's really funny.
Try new Belvita breakfast bites when you're on the go. Made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release 4 hours of steady energy. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
I find your lack of faith disturbing.
May the 4th be with you, Day. It is Star Wars Day on the Good Day Show. Chuck Curry joining us now. What's in movie news, Chucker?
Well, I just want to say that one of the fun parts about going to see the Avengers Age of Ultron
in its
premiere night on Thursday is they attached the newest Star Wars trailer to it. And to see the audience reaction when Han Solo and Chewbacca come on screen at the end of that trailer was really exciting.
You know, I got goosebumps when you said that. It's going to be great to see them back.
I just said to somebody the other day, what's really fascinating about the Star Wars franchise is the original came out in 1977. And my favorite all-time film, and I grew up, I love the disaster genre, The Poseidon Adventure came out in 72. So if I asked, let's say, a teenager or somebody in their 20s, do you remember The Poseidon Adventure? I would say 9 out of 10 would say, what is that? But if I said, what do you think of Star Wars? Everybody embraces Star Wars. It's an ageless, timeless franchise.
Very important piece of pop culture.
It's so unique to any other film, probably, that's ever been made.
Do you think Disney had something to do with that, or do you think it was bigger before Disney?
It was bigger. I mean, if you go into let's just say a Walmart, there is no other franchise from the 1970s that sells toys in 2015. That's been going on for decades. It just always had a life and a fascination, and people anticipate the new film as much as any movie probably ever released. It opens on Christmas Day. It's going to make a ton of money. Anyway, to get back to business, Avengers Age of Ultron pretty much pulverized the box office this weekend, doing $186.6 million. That is the second largest opening ever behind the original Avengers. The budget, $250 million worldwide. The film has done over $450 million in just 2 weeks. I talked about it on the other day. I give it an 8.5 out of 10. I thought it's a little bit darker than the original, but a lot of fun. And boy, it is very, very funny. The cast gets to shine. It's a good film, and it's going to probably make at least 400 or $500 million here in the U.S. alone. Rounding out the top five, Age of Adeline, 6.2. Furious 7 placed third, 6.1. $330 million in 5 weeks, pretty impressive. Paul Blart 2, Mall Cop, 5.5, $51 million in 3 weeks. They shot that on a budget of around $35 million, so it's a decent number. It placed fourth, and the animated film Home round out the top five.
That sounds great. All right. I'm going to hit the movies this weekend and see The Avengers, I think, Checker. It is Chuck Curry's Movie Moment segment here on Doug Steffen's Good Day. It is 58 minutes past.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.